And we're off.
Call the Senate Finance and Revenue Committee to order here. We have several bills on for work session today that we've previously had public hearings on. And I just want to let people in the audience know and committee know that Senate Bill 180 needs a little bit more work, so we will not be taking that up today, but we will be taking up the others. So we will start by opening a work session on Senate Bill 40. Chris.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair, members of the committee. Senate Bill 40 is the bill that makes the technical adjustment to how the kicker refunds are calculated. It just moves the base to the amount of liability after accounting for the taxes paid to other states.
Okay, and the committee will probably recall we had kind of an unintended consequence to this where people actually got kickers for the amount they paid to out of states, which seems inherently unfair somehow. So I need a motion to move this bill. Senator Telfer, could I ask you for such a motion?
You may. I move that we send Senate Bill 40 to the floor with a do pass recommendation.
Senator Telfer has moved Senate Bill 40 to the Senate floor with a do pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Any objections? So ordered. I will carry Senate Bill 40. Next on our agenda is Senate Bill 394, and we will change experts here. I will open a work session on Senate Bill 394.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair, members of the committee. As you recall from prior public hearing, there are cases when pre-collection of property taxes are warranted. And the current law requires that overpaid, in this case, be refunded if excess payment is $5 or more. However, the sections of ORS 311 related to refunds in general state that a mandatory minimum refund applies only to overpayment of more than $10. So what this bill does is, in case of pre-collection of property taxes based on estimate, it changes mandatory minimum refund of overpaid property taxes to more than $10 and stipulates that tax collector cancel uncollected deficient property taxes of $10 or less.
Seems like a streamlining of government move. Senator Telfer, could we ask you for a motion?
I move that Senate Bill 394-1, as amended with -1.
We messed up here. I forgot about the amendment. The chair forgot about the amendment.
Okay. I move that we incorporate Amendment -1 into Senate Bill 394.
Senator Telfer has moved the -1 amendment into Senate Bill 394. Is there any discussion? Objection? So ordered. Now your motion, Senator Telfer.
Now I would move that Senate Bill 394, as amended with -1, be sent to the floor with a do-pass recommendation.
Senator Telfer has moved Senate Bill 394 as amended to the Senate floor with a do-pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Any objection? So ordered. Senator Rosenbaum, would you like to carry this?
Yes, I'd be happy to.
Thank you. Okay, now we will open a work session on Senate Bill 395.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, ORS 311.615 states that notice of warrants to enforce payments of taxes on personal property tax can be given by 4 consecutive weekly publications in a newspaper of general circulation in the county. Now, what this bill does is it allows counties to serve notice of required personal property tax delinquency warrants by means of one publication in a newspaper of general circulation in the county, and by first-class mail to persons named in notice. And at the same time, this bill increases fee for service, a personal property tax delinquency warrant, from $15 to $20. Now, what happened was the current service fee for personal property tax delinquency warrant is $15, but this $15 fee hasn't been changed since 1983. And the statewide number of served warrants is estimated to be a little over 16,000 cases for fiscal year 07-08.
Okay. Senator Morris, are there no amendments here? Do you have a motion?
I do, Madam Chair. I move Senate Bill 395 to the floor with a do-pass recommendation.
Senator Morris has moved Senate Bill 395 to the Senate floor with a do-pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Any objection? So ordered. Senator Telfer, would you like to carry this one?
Love to.
Great. Okay, now I think we've changed staff again, and we will open the open a work session on possible bill introduction. Dr. Warner, it's all yours.
Madam Chair. I believe you have two bill introductions or drafts before you, LC 2516 and LC 3255. LC 2516 creates a rebuttable presumption. This sounds like something from your Judiciary Committee.
It does. Madam Chair. Music to my ears.
Of harm to a party that discloses confidential business tax return or documents containing trade secrets in tax court. So that's 2516. 3255 is relating to approved transportation costs. It includes costs to power, retrofit, and replace school buses for the purpose of reducing or eliminating diesel engine emissions. It includes those as approved transportation costs from the state school fund distribution, the transportation factor.
Okay, thank you. And when I first was aware of the 2516, I thought it was a bill that indeed could go to either committee, and I guess we lucked out because of the tax court nexus here. So I think we could probably have a motion for both of these, Senator Morris.
I move LC 2516, dated 2/13/09, and LC 3255, dated 2/11/09, be introduced as committee bill.
Okay, Senator Morris has moved that LC 2516 and LC 3255 be introduced as committee bills. Is there any discussion? Any objection? So ordered. Well, that completes our formal agenda. I'll just remind the committee that we have we've been invited to join the House committee tomorrow after the floor session on the forecast. We're scheduled to convene at 10:45. It may be a little bit late because the chair of the Revenue Committee and I will be involved in a media availability after the House floor. But be here at 10:45, and we'll be ready to go, and we'll have all the time we need to ask questions, which I'm sure there will be many. And also, I have extraordinarily good news for the committee, not for myself, but for the committee. We are in a kind of a temporary lull on committee business, so we will not be meeting Monday or Tuesday next week. And on Monday, Senator Morris and I will be involved in a work group on a very important bill we'll be doing on this committee. And on Tuesday, we'll use that time also to work on some complicated revenue issues that we've got going. So have a productive time. Take a nap. You'll need it. So that's our schedule for next week. We have very full days on Wednesday and Thursday next week. And on Thursday, the certified public accountants will be before the committee to go over their book of changes, not just for the 2008 federal tax changes that we have connected to, but also they will be prepared and they will deliver an analysis of the stimulus package, which I think is the first analysis we'll have in the building by experts on the federal stimulus plan. So, Paul, do you have anything to add to that?
No, Madam Chair. I've just of course, the forecast will be released on the in the House chamber. So, my understanding is Senate members are invited to attend that at 10 o'clock, and then we will be down here in A, as you say, for the question and answer session with the state economist, and he'll go through the details with the committees.
Great. Any other business for the committee? All right, we're adjourned.